I'm so sorry.
Yes, I want the other one.
Are you like that?
Intermission, brief intermission, everyone.
Welcome, everybody. This is QKJJ Podcast.
Yes, I'm Queen Jam.
King Jerry in the house. Queen, let them know that beautiful ambience. Just
yes, those were beautiful flutes brought to you by King Jerry himself. Mm-hmm. All right.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate it.
And, I mean, I'm just saying. I'm all about the chimes. I'm all about the flutes. I just like to feel as though, like, some music I listen to, I want to feel like a leaf blowing in the wind, you know? Just want to feel leaf lost. Blowing in yeah. the wind. Just lose me, completely lose me, you know? You know, that's, I'm just saying. So that was really beautiful. I like that one. It's very good with the flow.
I appreciate it. And we hope that you enjoy it too as well. That was the main process there. Just nice little ease into it, because we already know that when you go into the work week, you probably have some issues. We hope that you got rid of those issues, you know, in the past or on the weekend. But if you did happen to have some type of issues in the weekend, and it just so happened to make its way, I did want to make sure that you at least had a little bit of something, a little bit of something to ease it through.
Yes.
Give you a little, so with the chime in the beginning, sing, you know,
yes. Chimes, me feeling. That made me think of when we purchased our wooden chime instrument that we have as well.
Absolutely.
And I'll do a demo for you all now. Doesn't that sound so beautiful? If you have an iPhone, this tone is familiar, you know?
Exactly. You probably were like, oh, message. Excuse me.
Mm-hmm. Right. A lot of you probably thought you were getting a notification right now, but I completely love this.
Exactly.
And that was a perfect little... And that's something that you can use to, like, start a conversation, start a mood, start a like a dinner or anything or something like that. Invite people to tables. People use it during different things.
In general, it is a nice icebreaker. Definitely different. Mm-hmm. All right, we're not trying to rein in the cattle. Not at all.
Right. I was just gonna say, just like a bell. You know, as soon as the bell gets played, then you know exactly what's going on. They usually say, "Come on over to supper" or something else. You know, to pay attention. Teachers do it too.
Today, this is going to be a very important episode as well.
Mm-hmm.
It does deal with communication.
Yes, it's important we communicate, y'all. All right?
Shout out to Common.
Shout out to Common. And, of course, last week we talked about the power of knowledge and how understanding your learning style can aid in your personal development. And for those who didn't listen to last week's episode, please do, because we're going to go over things in this episode, and it will be beneficial to have that prior knowledge as well.
Mm-hmm.
But as always, our week last week was very busy.
Yes.
Successful.
And productive, of course.
Yes.
All definitely. Right. Mm-hmm. First things first, and It may come as a shock to you, but we're actually certified, all right? Where's the certification from? To administer Narcan. That's yep. right. We went through some Narcan training, all right?
Mm-hmm.
Unfortunately, you know, because I don't think that I ever thought beyond, like, CPR, when I think that, oh, you know, that next step. Narcan training.
Yeah.
If you ever run into that issue, that sounds like such an epidemic, or to a degree. Like, I never thought that I would actually process that, like, actual Narcan training.
Mm-hmm. Exactly, like, when you need to resuscitate someone.
Yeah.
And it's an overdose situation.
Yeah. But we went to a training. It was nice. It was definitely informative. And mm-hmm. if you have the opportunity to go ahead and get some training to administer Narcan, please do so.
Yes.
You don't know whose life you may end up saving one day. Just so happened to be at the right place at the right time.
Yes, there was a lot of walks this week. I know our local area, they went purple
mm-hmm.
and everything just for mental health awareness.
Yes.
And also the opioid crisis and epidemic that may plague a lot of different areas as well.
Exactly.
And they had a lot of community events where you can go out and, you know, like we did with the Narcan training and mm-hmm. also meet different vendors, acquire help. So it was very beneficial. And, you know, if you are, I'm pretty sure if you, you know, looked it up or something, you can definitely see if there was something local in your local area, and they have so many different ways to participate.
Exactly. I'm definitely your health department in mm-hmm. your area. I'm pretty sure they can point you in the right direction. But, you know, take your time. If you have the time, please do so. You never know if you may be in the right situation at that right time to save someone's life. All right.
Yes. And we actually have to keep it on us at all times. You know, you can't leave it in the car, we were told as well. And it was just something interesting because one person, before I actually thought about getting a training, they were saying that an employee was walking home one day and saw someone just on the opposite street of where they were. And that person had passed out, and thankfully they were able to administer the Narcan and aid that person, you know?
Exactly. So again, right place.
You never know.
Right time. Yeah, I mean, we can, like, let's be fair. I'm pretty sure we've all probably lost something or probably had something taken from us. Things can be replaced, material things can be placed. Mm-hmm. But to keep it real, like, can't get that back once you cross over and dead. Some folks, all right, you know, got that small percentage of folks that happen to come back. But for the majority, once you, you know, take that step, you're gone. And hopefully someone can be there to save you during a time when you're down. But
yes,
we did have the opportunity to do something that I have personally never experienced. Queen, have you ever experienced this before?
No, just watching it on TV.
This
and videos of it.
And I know that shift from energy from, you know, what we just talked about to this, because again, I've never experienced either or, and I'm happy that I did.
Mm-hmm.
But we saw people get hypnotized. All right, now I know you may be like, stop playing, mm-hmm. y'all playing. No, all right. And if I wasn't there, a part of it, and I didn't see it with my own two eyes,
yeah,
all right,
so would not believe it.
I wouldn't believe it either. But it was actually called hypnotic intoxication.
Mm-hmm.
You can actually find this on YouTube. Now, here's the thing, all right. Queen did such a beautiful job during that whole event, all right? Queen actually took a video of the whole event. I was actually a part of it. Now, no, I was not hypnotized because my mind is too strong for that.
You're too funny.
Keeping it at 1,000, my mind is way too strong for somebody to be manipulating me. So I ain't no 85%, and I'm not coming off as a 5%er either. But all I'm saying is I couldn't believe what I was seeing.
Mm-hmm. And you tested it prior to see if you were eligible to be able to be hypnotized or not.
Oh absolutely. Mm-hmm. But that doesn't mean that I couldn't participate. But since I did, the end of it, which got me about the whole aspect is, again, if you're not there or you didn't record it, you know, somebody may say, I don't believe you. So like I said, Queen definitely got it, all right? Mm-hmm. But the larger video, all right, we're still trying to get that together so we can upload it, because
yes.
I want you to see
from beginning
to end. And the when I say I've never witnessed such rage in another person's eyes to the point where they didn't even it's like they forgot to see themselves. Like, they were so caught in rage that they actually forgot to see themselves as a mirror, that they were looking at themselves. Mm-hmm. Like, to know that they were being manipulated, and after the fact, when I spoke to this person, they came as the, you know, they came across, or their personality came as the, you know, came across as if they didn't remember that process.
Yeah, so tell them what happened. Because there were several instances that happened.
Okay. And
I was like, no, just like you are sitting there listening right now. I was like, whatever. Like, people don't get hypnotized. People are paid, okay?
All
right,
look.
They're paid behind the scenes. And once they get their check, then they're just actors on the stage. You know, they're all a part of it. It's all a big hoax, you know?
And again, this is no disrespect. You know, this is no disrespect. I'm pretty sure some may be out there that have gone through this process before, and they're like, man, it's not real, probably mm-hmm. walked away, and we probably know of some places that probably induce some type of hypnosis, and they mm-hmm. get people and finesse people. That's neither here nor there. All I'm saying is, mm-hmm. I didn't believe it until I saw it, and one of the first steps of this hypnosis, and you can actually go on YouTube, hypnotic intoxication. There's a gentleman, I do apologize, I forgot the individual's name.
Mm-mm, you have a flyer right there.
Yes, I do. Excuse me. Keith Carcutt. Keith Carcutt. Mm-hmm. Excuse me. He is the...
I have to go and see him again, so we can, like... What? Like, he has to come again.
All right. So, I'm just going to keep it very, very short when it came to the... When it came to the process, he brought a whole bunch of students up, definitely tested them out to see which ones would be great for the participation of being placed under hypnosis. Mm-hmm. A few worked. The students went through a very small trial. And when I say...
Right, the people who didn't work, he asked for them to sit down.
And he actually asked for them to be honest mm-hmm. and to say whether or not they were... pretty much being hypnotized. And yep. a few of them, you know, did. A few of them didn't catch it. They didn't understand. Yes,
or didn't want to admit it. They were trying to force being hypnotized. Yeah. There was one older, just a tall gentleman there who didn't understand that the guy was telling him to sit down. He was like, buddy, I don't think I got you.
Right.
I don't think I got you, buddy.
I mean, you probably...
Take your seat.
He probably partially got him because he didn't understand when to sit down. But
yeah.
He
probably, right, exactly. Like, they couldn't lift their foot.
Exactly. But that was, you know, that was one of the little small points, asking them to lift their foot, keep
it was glued to the ground.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. Little small commands until we saw the really large buildup. Man, there was one... one guy, he was definitely... he was able to be controlled from...
Yes, there was one star of the show. One person he got really, really low.
I mean, to the point where this man thought he was Drake. He thought he was a superhero. I mean, this is all happening in one setting. He thought that he was a superhero that didn't have any powers.
He wiped his mind completely clean. Remember, he wiped asked him, what's your name, where you're from?
Couldn't remember it after that. At all. It was.
Gave it back to him, and then he was speaking, wiped it again, and then he couldn't say nothing. Oh! Mm.
Made him do a whole concert.
Dude turned into an entire, what did you say? Yes.
Drake, he turned into Drake.
And a superhero.
And a superhero. He also
was trying to fight the dude that would hypnotize them, but he wasn't able to get to him because he had put a... disclaimer in there, like, you're not going to be able to get to me. You'll try to get to me, but you won't be able to get to me.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. He also, there was a point where King was involved, was when he was getting shocked. He pretty much hypnotized him to make him believe that he was getting shocked in his seat.
So he asked the young man, and he told him on command that when he clapped, he would get shocked while he was sitting in his seat. Now, on the third clap, he would believe that I was the one that was shocking him. And definitely.
The pulse was going to be so strong that he was going to step up and know that it was you.
And trust me, by that third, he looked around the room and he
definitely, he did not look around the room. I'm trying to tell you. He did actually clap.
No. Because from my perspective, it was different. Like I said, Queen was doing recording, yeah. But I was actually watching to see how everything was going down, and I did see him scan the room.
He said I was watching. He scanned the room. See it going down.
He scanned the room. I love it. After Keith told him what I looked like, and he was pointing out what I was wearing.
Yes, but the first time he clapped, he wasn't sure whether he was getting shocked or not. The second time he clapped, he was like, I think something's happening to my seat. And then the third time he clapped, he stood up and looked directly at you.
But he went.
And I was like, oh, snap.
No, he went straight to the back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, because that's exactly where we were. We were in the back. We were definitely able to get good view.
Good footage, yes.
And for some reason, you know, this gentleman thought that I was shocking him.
You were supposed to have the
a switch in my hand. Mm-hmm. All right. Now, I did put up my hand to be a part of the crowd and make pretend I had a switch in my hand. And then Keith, which was the
hypnosis?
The professional I don't know the professional name for
He was the hypnotizer.
Let's not. Long story short, there was a gate, this imaginary gate that was between me and this young man that was hypnotized, and he could not get to me. All right, he asked me, mm-hmm. why was I shocking him? Now myself, you know, arrogant, because I'm like, okay, he's really hypnotized. I want to see how far that this is going to go.
Oh,
I said, because I wanted to. All right. Now, that's when I saw the change in this young man's face.
He said, nah, fuck that. Like, you're going to have to stop that.
Right. Now, granted, I didn't know how far this is going to go until mm-hmm. I saw him turn around and pick up a chair. Now,
yes.
This is when all the buttons in your head, and fellas, you know, if you're listening, you understand when you're in a situation where like, okay, this could possibly get real.
I thought you were going to get moonlighted. I was like, I'm going to have the footage, like.
Moonlight, yeah.
And there's that paradigm there.
Yeah.
As the person behind the camera, do I help? Or do I get the footage?
You are supposed to get the footage.
I tell the story, like you said.
Tell the story. Okay. All right, that's
remember
what's
that.
Important.
Y'all remember that.
Telling the story is what's important, but if you can help, it's also important
okay.
to me as well. All right. Now, I'm thinking to myself again, all right? This guy is under hypnosis, and also everyone else is watching. So you definitely got to play your cool in mm-hmm. all aspects. Mm-hmm. I do that. Play my cool. Standing your ground, and he puts the chair down. Thank goodness. Okay,
because yes, there was supposed to be a wall or a gate. Yeah, a wall. There,
just a wall or a gate that separated me and this gentleman that was hypnotized.
He couldn't figure out how to get in. He kept looking around.
He couldn't figure out.
Up and down. He was searching exactly. the perimeter.
Now, here's the thing. Here's the thing, you all. All right, I decided that I was going to come to some type of common decency. And I was like, hey, look, let's get to a solution so we can get this young
let's
man.
Let's get to a solution.
Because he seemed like he was very stressed and angry. And I don't like to see my brother frowning. I like to see my brother smiling, all right? So either way, I said, all right, do you want me to stop shocking you? And he said, yes, I would.
Mm-hmm.
All right? And then he went back to his seat. Now, again, all right, we're trying to go ahead and get this uploaded for you because me explaining it just doesn't do the justice of the actual footage. But if you
he had so many different celebrities there. He had Kesha, Nicki Minaj,
Cardi B,
Drake. Who else was there?
He also brought Pitbull.
Yes, Pitbull. Mm-hmm,
yeah,
mm-hmm.
yeah.
And
yeah.
who was the two he got mixed up? It was Drake. Remember, he told Drake to send him. He played another person's song.
Yes, it was some other artist. I'm not sure.
Yes, it was
either,
so many different artists.
Either way, if you've ever seen this before, because
Beyonce was there.
Beyonce, right. But either way, if you've ever seen the hypnotic intoxication, all right, literally at the end, he has all of the participants come together.
Katy Perry was there.
Katy Perry, yes, but He has all the participants together, y'all. Mm-hmm. All right. And he has water. Mm-hmm. Bottles of water, passes it out. And then he makes them obviously believe that they're drinking alcohol. They all get buzzed, take shots. And one person just got super drunk where he literally had to stop the process.
Yes, because that was the premise of the entire thing. During the hypnotic intoxication, he is quoting facts that have happened at different statistical facts that have happened at different universities of where people could have helped a person that had reached a dangerous level when it comes to their blood alcohol level.
But didn't,
you know, and they ended up dying. And he was pretty, and that's pretty much what he's saying. Like, when we get to this point and I'm making them believe that they're getting to a certain level within drinking this alcohol, they can end up passing out. And one person actually did. He ended up on the ground. And he stopped the music for the party and everything. People were tripping over each other. And it was just, oh my goodness. It was just interesting to watch. And then on top of that, it was very informational. Because you just realized that. Informative. Yes. Thank you. Informative. And you just really start to realize how important this is. And I tell you now, till this day, I'm really thinking about, like, did it really happen? Was I there? From the footage that we did get, I know it happened and everything, but just in that instance and just watching them be overwhelmed with, I have no sense of myself anymore. I'm not even conscious of what I'm doing or what I'm thinking. It's just amazing.
Yes.
It's amazing. I understand now why people don't want people to dibble and dabble in that, because the power that was in that one person who he was able to hypnotize the strongest, mm-hmm, and get that strong reaction out of, mm-hmm, that was completely different.
Again.
Okay. From anything else. Like, imagine what he could have told him to do. Like, he probably could have.
Anything. That's why I said, if this is an actual process,
yes,
if it's actually real.
I understand.
Right? Because it was very entertaining overall. Mm-hmm. But if this is actually real and individuals are able to do this.
Yes.
There definitely could be a percentage of crime that I would understand and identify there that would make some sense out of some things. Robbing banks, I'm not sure how far you could go that with doing something like that, putting people under some type of hypnosis, and then when they come out of it, just take all the money and wipe their minds. But seems far-fetched. All I know is it's entertaining.
Yeah. Yeah, because we thought about it as well after we went to it as well. We were asking each other back and forth, like, would you do it? And personally, that's the way I felt. Like, I wouldn't be able to do it because I've seen too many movies and I would be afraid that he would. And, like, those people can be hypnotized later. Like, they could still be hypnotized to the point where he could walk past them at one point and say the number 3 and it activates something in them. Next thing you know, they're robbing a bank, and it's probably a successful mission. You know, like I told you, like, because what I saw on that day, like, if he can actually hypnotize someone to do those specific things and nothing goes wrong, like some of the other things that we saw go wrong, like the girl who was supposed to talk to her shoe, but she never did.
Yeah.
You know, like, if there's none of those slip-ups and he has a genuine person, like the guy that was full-fledged into it. Mm-hmm. And it's a successful mission, I wouldn't be mad, but I'd be like, dang, like, why'd you hypnotize me? You know? And where's my cut? But other than that, it's just like, it's too sketchy of territory.
See, that's the thing. Too you trippy. Didn't ask for your cut, you just asked to get hypnotized. It's totally different,
yes,
portion.
Yeah, exactly. Later on, I'm telling you, you never know. Oh my goodness. But another thing that we did this week was we watched The Purge on Hulu. Uh-huh. Definitely worth a watch if you like watching things that make you talk out loud to the TV. You can definitely watch that.
That's one of them.
Yes, it was entertaining and thought-provoking.
It was entertaining. It was entertaining.
I was mad a little bit towards the end because I didn't believe who died at the end was going to die. It was kind of like, dang.
See, that's the thing. I pushed it far back after watching it. I don't even
remember. You don't even remember. No. Remember the one person that we were like, how the heck she going to put herself in that predicament to be outside during?
Oh, yeah. I got you. Mm-hmm. Yeah. The acting or the writing.
Yes, like it just didn't make sense.
But either way, all right. We also hope that most of you went to the library and checked out a book or two. Mm-hmm. We definitely do. So make sure that you just take that time because libraries are still free.
The books are free.
Books are free. Go and take advantage of free things. A lot of people like taking advantage of free things. When you go to your mall and it's like either on a Friday or on the weekend and like you go to the food court and a lot of people are just like giving out samples.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all like that free. Don't play.
Pretty much. Yeah, I know I probably checked out about 5 books. I think I have. And I think I've only read 3 of them so far. Because I've renewed them probably like twice. And at the library, you can renew your books up to 5 times, I think it is, or something. But you can check out so many books. The first time I went to the library and I found out that you could check out. You can check out like over 11 books.
Absolutely.
I was like, what? Like all this daggone free knowledge, but I don't know. People don't take advantage of it the way it should be.
Should. All right. Utilize it.
Yep. To the best of our knowledge, we will be honest without compromising ourselves
or any parties who wish to take part. Doing your own research is a necessity. Check your emotions at the door.
Embrace pure facts. Most importantly,
remember to always smile because you have the weapon of knowledge.
Boom. So,
this is Media Absent News, aka Man News, and you know what that means. We got to give you that story, all right? We got to give you the first one. This is a story from September the 3rd that was recently updated a few days ago. A woman was brought to the hospital in critical condition after being shot 11 times. Now, she was shot by her own wife, and of course, her wife was arrested for the shooting. Now, lying in the hospital bed just hours after she had emergency surgery and 2 blood transfusions, Arian Wallace explained what happened to her in her own home. She said she emptied the whole clip into my body. Now, I was telling her that we needed to get a divorce. Mm-hmm. Wallace said, and because I can handle a lot of things, but I cannot handle infidelity. You know, that was that breaking point. That was it. But she never expected what would happen next. And you know what Wallace says?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. She shot me 4 times in my vagina, 4 mm-hmm. times in my leg, 3 times in my stomach, and I'm like. And she said her wife just snapped. And I'm like, okay, I hear you. I'm not going to do it. She said, pretty much talking about the divorce. You're not going to divorce her. And then she just kept going. Somehow, Wallace remained conscious and willed her way out of the house. And she said, I had to gather as much strength as I could to get down my stairs and get outside because the neighbors had heard it. As soon as she opened the door, there was already people out there, and she said, please, can you call the police? When the suspect was arrested, police say the suspect claimed the shooting was done in self-defense, and the suspect obviously is her wife. Wallace said this was attempted murder, and she wants me to die because she has always felt as if she can't have me, then no one can have me, Wallace said. The suspect was arrested. Her wife was arrested at the scene in front of her home, but has not been formally charged yet. The family of Arian Wallace has started a GoFundMe account to help with the cost of her medical bills. And I will say now, if you're going to go into her GoFundMe account and donate towards that. Just as a warning, there are some very graphic photos that the family actually included for the GoFundMe site. So definitely take a look at that and donate if you can. But we wish her the best and speedy Absolutely. Recovery as well, because I mean, as women, we are resilient, but definitely.
Yeah, go help, definitely. According also, and just trying to, you know, switch it to some positive news. According to the 2018 State of Women-Owned Business Report commissioned by American Express, while the number of women-owned businesses grew an impressive 58% from 2007 to 2018, the number of firms owned by Black women grew by a stunning 164%, and that's nearly three times that rate. There are 2.4 million African-American women-owned businesses in 2018, and most owned, again, by women 35 to 54 years of age. Black women are the only racial or ethnic group with more business ownership than their male peers, according to the Federal Reserve.
Shout out to Black women out there, okay? Mm-hmm. We are shutting it down. I'm so proud to be a part of this beautiful community, you know?
Absolutely.
And, you know, it's amazing because I really don't even realize it sometimes, and I just need to realize that more, that I'm a part of a very growing, a very powerful community, and I'm proud to be a part of it, and thank you, universe, really.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll definitely move on to our positive quote for this week. You can accept or reject the way you are treated by other people, but until you heal the wounds of your past, you will continue to bleed. Ayanla Van Zandt. All right?
Beautiful.
So, of course, we're going to... Yeah, go ahead.
And we always have to let you know that sponsorship is brought to you this week by our QKJJ giveaway. We are doing a special giveaway for our QKJJ podcast listeners. Remember, to qualify, you must do the following. Follow both of our social media accounts at Queen Jam and also at QK.JJ. Take a screenshot of yourself listening to the podcast. Mm-hmm. Post a screenshot to your social media and use the hashtag QKJJGiveaway. Under the post, tell us why you enjoy listening to QKJJ and remember to tag us and use the hashtag QKJJGiveaway. And that's it.
Mm-hmm. And your friends and family can help you as well. They have to follow both of our social media accounts, post a screenshot on their social media of them listening to the podcast as well, and tag you as well as us in the post, along with the hashtag QKJJ giveaway. And the person with the most submissions will win a secret gift. Again, this giveaway will run until the end of September, and we will announce the winner and the secret gifts then, everyone. So I'm very excited about that. And, of course, we have posted the rules for this on our social media account as well. So, definitely good luck to all of the queens and kings that enter. Of course, we know that we have quite a few international listeners as well. But, unfortunately, at this time, the giveaway is only for U.S. residents. So, sorry for that, but we'll definitely in the future have something for our international listeners.
Absolutely.
You're beautiful. And this week, we are diving into communication.
Mm-hmm.
As you know, communication is a broad topic, so we're going to be taking certain aspects of it to touch on.
Mm-hmm.
And our hope is that you use these suggestions to help grow your ability to effectively communicate, to effectively and clearly articulate yourself.
Now, the topic is attack language versus argument. It's very important. Mm-hmm. Now, most of the time when we think of an argument,
Yes, we especially think. Me. I think of a shouting match or something.
Exactly. And that's the majority. You know, you think just two people just going back and forth. That seems like normal in some places, okay? Mm-hmm. But unless the conversation is referencing the debate or some type of debate team or some type of conference, which most of us know, it really does take arguing to another level. And when we do think of some type of debate or some type of structure where individuals are going back and forth, thinking freely, that's not an issue that we will consider an argument because we are thinking freely and we're trying to get to a solution, all right?
Mm-hmm. Especially the debate team. I look at them as debating an issue, not really arguing.
Yeah.
You know, I feel as though debating, I just separate them in my mind.
At
you know?
Least if you're debating an issue, you're likely to find a solution.
Mm-hmm.
You're likely to find one. But the etymology of argue. Argue is Latin derived and means make clear, prove, or accuse. Now, for those of us who didn't take a argumentative or a debate class, you may not be aware of the common logic fallacies. And
logical fallacy.
Exactly. And a logical fallacy is an error in reasoning common enough to warrant a fantasy name.
Fantasy.
And for instance, ad hominem fallacy.
Mm-hmm.
That's a personal attack. It's not in forms of rational arguing and logical and rhetoric. So in general, as a personal attack, called an ad hominem, it's Latin for against the man. Instead of advancing good, sound reasoning.
Yes, an ad hominem replaces the logical argument with attack language unrelevant to the truth or the matter. So it's more of just a personal attack, which is not anything that you can use as a rational argument.
Exactly. For instance, someone says, can you please clean such and such and so and so? And you respond, what does that have to do with all the rice in China? Obviously, that rice that is in China has nothing to do with your job at hand.
With the ad hominem fallacy, a person focuses on one's personal characteristics, background, physical appearance, or other features that are obviously irrelevant to the argument. And this may be something that you all find familiar, you know, mm-hmm. that you may have seen recently.
Mm-hmm.
But more than just an argument, ad hominem uses an insult as it would an argument or evidence to support a conclusion, but that's not valid at all. And they try to, I would just say, try to avoid verbally attacking people when effectively attempting to argue a point because it proves nothing about the truth.
Let's be fair in general. Mm-hmm. Like Queen said, we do see this a lot. You can turn on our news and you'll see correspondents and mediators and pundits that are going back and forth. One person brings up a good fact and another person's like, well, what do you know? How many years have you been in because XYZ? Of mm-hmm. your stature, or because of, depending on where they've gotten their, you know, their actual education from, points like that. Instead of attacking someone personally because you can't handle the argument or the evidence that is at hand to support your conclusion and where you are, you try to go that lower road and attack someone personally. Good for a battle rap event, not good when it comes to actual conversation
mm-hmm.
to come to a solution. Good try, though.
Yeah, definitely. In politics, you may be familiar with mudslinging. Instead mm-hmm. of addressing the candidate's stance on an issue or the candidate's effectiveness as a stateswoman or statesman, and ad hominem focuses on personal appearance, speech patterns, or their personality. So, another common fallacy is the dichotomy fallacy, or black and white fallacy. And this is a line of reasoning that fails because it limits options to two, when in fact that there are more options to choose from. And the false dilemma fallacy is often a manipulative tool designed to polarize the audience and forcing them to choose the lesser of two evils. For instance, asking someone, do you want to seem weak or do you want to be victorious and go to war? There's obviously another choice there, but it's purposely being hidden.
Great job. Mm-hmm. Circular argument is exactly what it seems. If someone is speaking in circles, meaning saying the same thing over and over again, it's a signal that they have little to no argument to stand on. Mm-hmm. And another frequently used fallacy is hasty generalization.
Yes, that's a favorite.
Ooh. Hasty generalization. Mm-hmm. Just a general statement without sufficient evidence to support it, often made out of a rush to have a conclusion. This leads to the arguer to commit some sort of exaggerated conclusion. For example, black folks love chicken and watermelon. Now, chicken,
be that as it may, or be that not as it may.
Now, there are stereotypes that happen to be true, mm-hmm. but it's not to say that we can't enjoy those stereotypes together. Now, go to your local chicken joint, all right? You might find a few black folks. If you go outside of that, we don't find black folks, and it's still a chicken joint. I guarantee you're going to see some other people that don't look like you that still enjoy that same chicken.
Yes, they do, because the chicken being sold out proves that, okay? Mm-hmm. We didn't sell out all the chicken in Utah, all right, and in Vermont.
We did it.
We didn't.
Obviously not.
Obviously not. So, definitely. We're not the only people that love chicken.
Obviously not.
Just saying.
Just saying. All right. Now, the red herring fallacy is a distraction from the argument, typically when some sentiment that seems to be relevant but isn't really on topic. These are only a few of the common logical fallacies. They are definitely worth looking into because words are powerful and they can be manipulated just as easy as people. As we let you know before, mm-hmm. I'm trying to tell you, man, I ain't never seen nothing like that before, but it happened.
In fact. And this week's love topic is a lesson as well.
Yeah.
That can be applied to many aspects of your life, not just towards your loved ones. This could be used in business as well, mm-hmm. right? So, I'm sure if you've been in a grocery or department store recently, you notice that it's starting to get to around that time of year again. Holidays. Yay! You know. Now, mm-hmm. some of you may take great pride and joy in embracing your friends and family members, mm-hmm. while some of you may feel this designated holiday time can be a burden. And if you are one that feels overwhelmed by this holiday season, you should ask yourself why. Is it because your family is far away and you're not looking forward to the commute? Is it because your family keeps asking you personal questions they already know the answer to? Like, when are you going to get married, have kids, get a better job? Or is it because your family is truly toxic, you know?
Great questions.
Definitely. I know we all have the answers to those, but love them or hate them, we're always going to have to endure that holiday season over and over again. Mm-hmm. So let this year be the year you articulate yourself, you know, to those who need to and want to hear it. And we understand, of course, that not all family issues can be resolved by a simple conversation or Ayanla Van Zandt session But for those who want to start a conversation, we're hoping that these tips can aid in the success of that conversation.
And before you start a sensitive conversation, it is important to vent. And venting helps to release any potential energy that you will make, that will make you want to yell, lie, exaggerate, insult, or ramble at the person you want to address. And once the conversation has begun, avoid venting at one another. If either one of you or just a group in general become heated in the conversation and return to it once each person has definitely had some time to cool down. And you can say, I've taken my break, or I know I need to take the break because I don't want to lose control. Or you can lie and say that you need to use the bathroom. Something like that. Just give yourself the necessary amount of time to let your emotions cool down and pull yourself to the side to take some control. Timing is everything. Mm-hmm. In Alcohol Anonymous, they do warn to consider HALT, H-A-A-L-T. HALT stands for hungry, anxious, alcohol, fuel, lonely, and or tired. Now, that's not to joke, but before starting a sensitive conversation, you should ensure that none of these are affecting you. Now, I said it, hungry. We've all seen someone hungry and hangry. Put someone in the corner that's hungry, you're going to see what happens. Anxious, someone that is alcohol fueled, it happens. Bars.
That liquor courage, yeah.
Liquor courage. Lonely. Mm-hmm. All right. And tired. Definitely bad situations when folks are tired. Mm-hmm. Now, again, just make sure that none of these are affecting you. And please ensure that the timing is perfect so that you can discuss with the person or persons when the time is better and you have an option for open dialogue, and definitely be sure to understand that conversations are going to be sensitive. One more time, and if you put the effort forth that is needed, you should get a better result than the effort that was put forth beforehand. Mm-hmm. Be specific and short. When you do address the issue or whatever is troubling you, less, of course, is more. Try not to ramble. Please, again, be specific and only rely on vital information. For example, I feel disrespected when I feel unloved because. Pay attention to your words and tone. Try to avoid anything that will make them feel as if they're being attacked. Your goal is to get a conversation going, not that old shouting match. Please. Yeah.
Understand that this one conversation may not reconcile the issue, and it may take more than the initial conversation. Also note that just because a conversation is started doesn't mean the person is ready to address it once they know what the issue is. Definitely be comfortable with dropping off some information and walking away. This gives each person a chance to process it and formulate their speaking points. Definitely.
Golden Girls. Y'all know Golden Girls with Sophia will come in, drop her points, and leave. Mm-hmm. All right.
And that's it. Like, why even stand there to have a question? Setting boundaries as well is definitely important. With some truth, there may also be some boundary set. For instance, I'm glad you brought this up, but I want to be in person when we speak about this, not via text. Or something else may come up in the middle of discussing another issue. Then you can write that issue down and set that boundary saying, at this moment, we're only addressing this issue and we can address this other issue at a later day. Mm-hmm. So definitely good luck with your conversations, and we're definitely going to send some positive energy towards your way. write us and let us know if this has helped at all, bridge the gap with a family or a friend. And what you think, King? You have any additional advice about how to have a difficult conversation?
First and foremost, I'm gonna go ahead and try to get this
singing bowl going
for you.
This is another one of our toys we got. A little meditation toy.
That'd be some positive energy for you to utilize.
Dang it.
Some advice. At the end of the day, we all have feelings. Let's try to have respect. And at the end, you know, at the end of it all, it is family. You can't pick your family, all right? Mm-hmm. Not like you can pick your friends, all right? Mm-hmm. Something that we have to go through, something we have to grow from. And hopefully the ending of it all will include positive dialogue and a solution where everyone can get involved, participate, and benefit in a positive manner. Spiritual, emotionally, psychologically, financially, spiritually. Again, we can roll back through this whole process again. Positively, physically, yes, definitely. Mm-hmm. But just definitely give it your all. Don't be afraid to say what you need to say, short and brief, and stay positive. Positive vibes only. Queen?
Mm-hmm. I would definitely say don't pontificate. You know, don't procrastinate on whether to do it or not. Get out of your head. Make sure that you're not passing judgment already on the situation. Like, this is not even going to work. That person never wants to talk about this. Every time I bring it up, da, da, da. Just go in there with a clear mind. If you make sure that you vent prior to, make sure you have that halt taken care of. You're not hungry or anxious or anything like that. Have that taken care of first, and then that conversation is going to go a lot easier. And have that intention already set before you start that conversation. Just know this conversation is going to go well because I'm setting forth that we're going to discuss this topic. That person's going to want to discuss it, and we're going to get to a conclusion. And if we don't get to a conclusion, we are going to at least start a conversation going.
There you go.
Moving forward, you know?
I like that.
Yeah, definitely.
I like that.
I appreciate it. So as you all know, that is not all, but it's all for now. Remember to write us at qk.jj@hotmail.com. Follow us on Instagram, personal at Queen Jam, and business qk.jj. Rate, review, subscribe, embrace pure facts, conduct your own research, and remember to smile, everyone. Thank you again, and we will see you next time. Peace.
Thank you.